Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Ask Pat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 876 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today coming from Hallie. But before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks, an awesome company that's serving millions of small business owners, including myself, with managing our business finances, from keeping track of our income, keeping track of our expenses, and also invoicing. So if you do any billing of any kind, what's really cool about FreshBooks is they make it incredibly simple. In less than 30 seconds, you can create a professional-looking invoice that gets sent out. Plus, not only that, you can keep track of how much you're owed, who also has opened or not opened those invoices too, which is really handy. So if you want to check that out for free for 30 days, all you have to do is go to freshbooks.com/askpat, and you can make sure to enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right, now here's today's question from Hallie.
Hi, Pat. My name is Hallie Sherman, and I'm a licensed speech-language pathologist, but I'm also the author of the blog and Teachers Pay Teacher Store, Speech Time Fun. I love your show. I listen to every single episode you produce, and your just energy and your value that you provide all your listeners is truly amazing. I've been blogging for 5 years now, and as one would hope, my audience is growing tremendously. I'm getting opportunities to speak at conferences and webinars and doing just different marketing events, which is great. My question to you is, how do you deal with the pressures of growing and being out there more and staying, not just staying humble, but being focused and okay with being out there and having people know about you, and reaching even more people can be kind of intimidating and scary. And I would just love to hear from you how you deal with the growth and staying focused and not be overwhelmed by reaching so many people. And I would just love to hear your tips and tricks and ideas on this and how you've dealt with it and what you know from others. So thank you so much. I hope to be featured on your show. I love it. So I can't wait to see if I am picked, and I can't wait to see what you produce next. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey, Hallie, thank you so much for the question today. Congratulations on all the growth of your business, speechtimefund.com. Sounds really cool. Sounds like you're doing amazing work. You're getting invited to speak. You're growing. And yes, you're absolutely right. It is intimidating and it is scary. There's a lot of pressures that come when you start to grow, because you know when you're just starting out, not everybody knows about you, and you can make mistakes, and there's room for that. And as you grow, you know, not only do other people expect a lot from you, but you expect a lot from you as well, and that can put a lot of pressure on you. I remember a time in 2013 when I had so much pressure coming from myself, really trying to make every single blog post as perfect as possible, and because of that, I never published any blog posts for a while. I would delay blog post publishing. I would go weeks in between episodes. origin of the podcast and the blog. It just wasn't cool. And so one thing you come to realize is that you have to remember where you came from and what got you there, right? There's a lot of things that you do in the beginning that you kind of forget as you begin to grow. You have to be a little bit scrappy, right? And even though as you grow and try to become a CEO and get smarter with your business, as you begin to make money and invest it back in your business, sometimes you're going to have to go back to those roots that brought you to where you're at today and get a little scrappy sometimes. And a lot of times that means you're not going to be perfect, and you can't expect everybody to expect you to be perfect as well. There may be some people who will reach out to you and give you pressures of different kinds, but you have to remember it's your business and you can take it wherever you want. So I think that's important. In addition to that, just the whole perfection thing, I think that just comes with, you know, it comes in phases, right? When you're just starting out, you want to be perfect, and then you all of a sudden just start taking bold actions and you're not perfect, and then you start to get a lot of amazing results. And then as those results come, you realize, oh, I don't have to be perfect. But then something happens again where you get into that phase where you have to feel like you have to be perfect again, but kind of just remembering that you don't have to be. That's totally fine. There are other kinds of pressures, for example, pressure to have more access to you. You're going to get a lot of people who want your time and attention. You're going to have a lot of pressure to say yes to everything. And I'll tell you, the more you say yes to those things, the less you're going to say yes to other things that are important to you in your life. So keep that in mind. You know, when you say yes to something, you're also saying no to something else, because you only have 24 hours in the day. I mean, we all do, right? So pressure to say yes is a hard one. And that's kind of cool to realize, too, is that you are allowed to say no, right? When you're just starting out, you're more likely to say yes because you want to take every opportunity that comes your way. But as you continue to grow, if you were to actually say yes to everything, you're either going to burn out or fall behind. Or you're going to have to hire a team so that you can continue to do everything, which I would recommend hiring a team at some point if you haven't already, Hallie. But all that to say, just be careful about what you're saying yes to. There's a lot of pressures with that. And then finally, related to just having a ton of people out there following what you do, I mean, it is scary because everybody's sort of watching you and making sure that you're taking all the right steps. But, you know, a couple things help me with that. One, being okay and comfortable with making mistakes. Knowing that if I make a mistake, I'm going to be the first one to say it, right? So I think it's really important to always be authentic and honest with your audience. And if you do make mistakes, try to be the first one to point it out before everybody else does. And that relieves a lot of pressure because it kind of just, A, shows that you're human, and B, that it's okay to make mistakes, and C, that you know, other people can see that you're just right in it like they are too. And then finally, I always come at it with the approach of, wow, not that there's so many people out there, how scary that is, but wow, there's so many people out there who follow what I do. How awesome is that? You know, I've worked hard for this, and so have you, and realize that that is just a reflection of all the great and amazing value that you're putting into this world. And so have that mindset shift of, you know, not scary, but awesome. And that's your reward for putting all that great work out there and keeping people in your brand. So, Hallie, just want to congratulate you one more time. Hopefully that's helpful. And if you want to talk more about this, because I think it's a huge topic, feel free to reach out to me at Pat Flynn on Twitter, or even send me an email if you'd like. But Hallie, I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much again to FreshBooks for offering a 30-day free trial to everybody. Again, freshbooks.com/askpat. Make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. And then finally, here's a quote, as always, which I like to finish the show with. And that's, this quote comes from Cardinal Newman, and that is, "Let us act on what we have, since we have not what we wish." So make good use of the stuff that you have, guys, and that'll help you get what you wish. All right, guys, take care. Thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income Podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.